Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:02 Tuesday morning. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. You can watch the show by going to RadioAlice.com/watch. We have cameras in here, and I highly suggest you do that because Mike Birbiglia is about to walk in,
yeah.
And you're going to want to see his beautiful face.
He seems very nice.
Yes, I'm 99% sure he was.
You've been on the show before. He was here before Vinny and I came back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've interviewed him a couple times.
Well, you're amazing.
He has a 2-year-old, everyone. So I was talking about Vinny's kid as well.
Goodness. That's a good time to be out of the house on tour, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah,
now
we know why he's doing, what is it, like a month here?
He's doing like, I don't know, three plus weeks. He's over in Berkeley.
Well, there's a move.
But I was just looking at his tour schedule. I mean, he's fully not going home for a while.
Oh.
That's what it looks like.
Well, that's great. That means it's successful.
Oh, it's huge.
Cool.
Well, we'll talk to him in just a moment. And you can watch him at RadioAlice.com/watch. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row, better driving experience, is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today. And here he is. Welcome to the show.
Oh.
Mike Birbiglia.
How are you?
Hi.
Nice to see you.
Have a seat.
I just hear you guys talking about me in the other room, but yeah. I couldn't hear
it
what
is.
You're saying.
Oh, you couldn't? We should have turned it up. It was all good.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was talking to Hooman for a while.
Oh, you lucky dog.
And then... And then he made an abrupt exit from our conversation.
Oh.
And
he left it awkwardly?
Well, I was talking about Don't Think Twice, and I wanted to interview him for that film, but his interview schedule was too big. But Mike told me something pretty profound, which is I thought the film deserved more accolades at the Academy Awards, and he said, "Well, tell him what you told me."
I've literally never said this to anyone, and he's pimping me to say something from off air. But someone prominent who I found out recently wrote it in for Best Picture, which is hilarious.
Who was it?
I can't say.
Why can't you? Why?
I just can't because it's just.
Well, how did you find out?
Hold on. Just tell us what this film is, because a lot of people haven't even heard of
it. Oh,
I'm
sorry.
What is this film?
Don't Think Twice is a movie I made last year.
Okay.
Came out in 2016. You can watch it on Netflix now. Stars Keegan-Michael Key, Gillian Jacobs, me, Chris Gethard, Kate Micucci, Tammy Sager. There's a cameo by Ben Stiller and Lena Dunham and a bunch of people. It's about an improv group, a bunch of best friends, where someone gets cast on a Saturday Night Live type of show. Mm,
so they get the next
they
step
make it,
up.
And then the rest of them don't.
Is this a script
it's
you
about
wrote?
What happens. Yeah, I wrote and directed it. And it's about what happens with friends when people start to discover that not everyone's going to get the same thing in life.
We hate it when our friends become successful. It's hard. Changes the whole dynamic.
It's
funny because Hooman was raving about this. I didn't realize it was on Netflix. I wish I had known this past weekend and I would have watched it, Mike.
Yeah.
So is your experience that someone you know launched ahead of you, or is your experience...
Yeah, and that's why I'm here today.
No, I'm curious where you're coming from with that. Are you someone that saw someone make it, or are you someone that made it and now you're
and now the
fending
friends are
off
like,
the...
It was based on this observation my wife made. I improvise at UCB Theater sometimes in New York City, and every year they have this called Del Close Marathon. And my wife made this observation. I performed in a show one night, and it was like me and A.D. Bryant was in it, and Ellie Kemper, and Chris Gethard, and a whole bunch of people who are great, but all different levels of success. And my wife made this observation. She goes, "It's fascinating to watch." She goes, "Everyone's equally talented and funny, but then like that person's a sitcom star, that person's on Saturday Night Live, and that person lives on an air mattress in Queens. Like, it's just not fair." And I just saw.
Oh, your adorable life.
Yeah, I know.
It's not fair.
Life is adorable. Fair. And so then I thought, like, not only is that a great observation, but I really could picture like a whole movie from it. I was like, oh, that's a good movie. Right. I'd love to see that.
How the whole thing, because that's one of those microcosms where everybody's, you know, in an improv group, you're all relying on each other, you lean on each other, and then all of a sudden somebody sort of ascends, and that must just eat itself alive.
At one point, I wrote a thing on when I was writing the movie. I wrote a 3x5 on my board that said, "Art is socialism, but life is capitalism." And that was sort of the guiding principle for the whole movie.
Oh, do you have a dream board or something?
I just have this.
Your 3x5 cards.
Yeah, I have the whole wall is cork board, and then I just put up sort of whatever idea.
Something out of a magazine. Or,
exactly.
You know, ribbons or.
Yeah.
You know, we heard
Backstreet
a little.
Boys photos.
I mean, it's your board.
We heard a little piece of your stand-up this morning as we were promoting you, and here, it was about your last name. Here, someone has written, Mike B.
Yeah,
will be in, I guess, because they don't want to tackle
one,
them.
Yeah.
But you're in...
What are you talking about? I wrote it at the top there.
I'm just looking at Mike B. here in red.
At the top there, Mike Birbiglia, the new one.
By the way, you guys better make it out. I'm here for a month.
I know.
It's a huge... First of all, this is breaking news. I'm going to break into this show. Breaking news. I have to break into the broadcast. This is Mike Birbiglia with breaking news. My show at the Berkeley Repertory Theater, which is near San Francisco.
It's right over there.
Is extended... through August 27th.
All right.
27. One more week.
Mike.
That's huge that you're able to do stands like this. It's amazing.
Insane. I've never done one before.
I'll be there, Mike. I can promise you I will be there.
I'll go too.
Oh, okay. You will?
Yeah, we'll find a night.
Let's hear from the other three.
Sounds good.
Well, one of them lives 2 hours away.
Sounds good. I don't think that
sounds like an amazing plan.
I can go.
I don't like that one either.
I'm super excited.
Let's pick a day.
All right, we're all talking
at
once now. I mean, that's just
fun. It's excitement.
But I don't like his response. He goes, "Sounds good."
Sounds good.
And then I go, "That's not convincing." He goes, "Sounds exciting." Like, how many different ways can you say, "I'm not going"?
He's going. If he says he's going, he's going.
He just bought a house.
Even the way you said, "I'm going," wasn't good.
I'm going.
So where do people get tickets?
I think berkeleyrep.org.
Yeah.
All right.
Or thenewone.com.
And what is this? So there's a Pete's Theater in the Berkeley Rep Theater?
Yeah, there's two theaters there.
Okay.
So there's the Pete's Theater, I'm in, which is like 400 seats.
Whoa.
Every seat is perfect. The sound system's perfect because one of the, I think, sponsors is the sound company. So it's like sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Every seat's great. And then they have another theater where American Idiot was and a lot of the Broadway shows are. That's like bigger. It's more like 800 seats.
That sound company you just mentioned is not just any sound company. It's arguably the best sound company in the world.
Correct.
Like, arguably.
Correct.
It's Meyer Sound.
Correct.
Oh.
So there's like I'm not kidding. There's 100. There's 100 speakers in the room. So
you can hear. Are you recording
perfectly.
This? Are you doing?
I'm not feeling. I mean,
you're not taping it or anything?
No. It'll probably. I'm gonna probably take it off Broadway. It's my fourth show, like solo show. I'm going to take off Broadway. I'm going to probably take it there January, February, March. And then in the fall, I'm doing, like you were saying, I heard a piece of what you're saying. I'm going to 25 cities.
Yeah, you're doing, is this the only place you're doing a stand this long,
though? Yeah, I've never done it like this. I mean, you know, I've been here, I've been on the show before. I've been coming to San Francisco for years because my sister Patty lives here. She's lived in San Francisco and now she lives in Oakland. And so I love coming to the Bay Area. Mm. It's like my favorite. My wife and I have always fantasized about living here.
It's a nice place to live.
Why don't you do it?
Where do you live? Brooklyn?
Yeah.
It's just as expensive as that.
It's the same.
Right.
It's the same.
You'll be fine.
Insanity.
Right. But no winter. Well, no winter like New Yorkers have.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of nice. You're going to be home over. So you're going to do your off-Broadway stand during the worst months of the year.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess there's something, you know, you won't have to do a ton of extensive traveling at that point. You'll be right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe we will move here.
Yeah, that's great. Let's find a house for you while we're here.
The phone lines are open just for real estate agents.
So, do you bring your family with you? Are they here?
Yeah.
Oh,
they
that's
are.
Great.
Yeah.
I was wondering because you have like a little kid.
Two.
Right.
Yeah. She goes, the other day I was counting her toes.
And so living that life.
Which was really entertaining for her. Mm. And then as out of nowhere, she became completely uninterested. And then she goes, I want to disappear. And I was like, me too.
You're boring me, Daddy.
Me too.
Where did she want to?
She learned it from, like not a ballerina, like a fairy cartoon.
Oh.
Like, I want to disappear. Like, now I'm going to disappear.
So she has a New York accent already?
Well, that's the thing. Is you're from Mass, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. I believe that all toddlers have a Boston accent.
I want to disappear. Before.
I want to get out of here. I want to get out of here.
I hate here. Anywhere but here. But when you said it, it sounded a little more New York. I mean, that would make sense.
Yeah.
You know. But babies are East Coasters.
Yeah.
Well, you move her out here and then you know,
out here.
You get to work on it.
I want to disappear.
Yeah.
She smokes cigarettes, actually.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. Get out of here.
Well, the accent. She has the accent. She smokes cigarettes. It's a whole thing.
Those aren't funny
toddler
jokes.
It's a whole
look. Stop it. So we were actually wondering if maybe, you know, you were on the road because you had a baby and, you know, just wanted to get out of there.
The
but
baby,
now
yeah.
you, oh. you know. No. Well, you
gotta run from the baby.
Yeah, to get out of there.
The baby.
Right.
Yeah, I do that, too. I mean... do a lot of these things.
Well, so let me ask you this. You wanted a baby? You were like,
no.
Honey, please give me a child.
Yeah, whose idea was this?
I'm a touring comedian. It'll fit right into my schedule.
No, my wife was like, we should have a kid. And I was like, no. And then we had a kid.
Ah.
We have sort of a North Korean approach to decision making where my wife is the Kim Jong-un and I'm the media.
Right.
No, it was not something that I was super gung-ho about, but I love it.
Yeah, then you meet her.
Yeah.
I went through the same thing. Yeah. Exactly.
Did you?
Well, I didn't want a kid. How old was I? 44, 45? And I was like, I haven't had a kid yet. I don't.
Right, well,
clearly, it's
now.
Not a burning desire.
The wife was all tick-tick, though.
But the missus wanted it. Now that I have her, I couldn't imagine living without her. And there I am on a Sunday painting toes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, painting
toes. You
know,
you speak talking about toes. I'm painting. She's like, I want every color. I'm painting each. I'm pulling out each.
He's getting really good at it. Like he gets full coverage.
Oh, I'm good.
Over.
Wow.
She paints something I wouldn't have expected to be doing on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So will there be more children?
I don't think so.
That's good. One is a great number.
I always say our daughter's name is Una, which means one, as in we're only having one.
Her name's Uno?
Una.
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 Okay. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
She's the one.
Who picked the name?
I think we both did.
Yeah, right.
I think it was Kim Jong.
Shh.
Una.
Una.
I'm being heckled for naming my own child. This is so strange. What a hostile environment this is.
Welcome.
I thought this would be a safe space. It's San Francisco.
Yeah, it's pretty safe here. Is any place safe anymore? How are you? How are you handling the new the new world order?
The new. Oh gosh, I don't yet. I don't even know what to say. It's just so stressful. I feel like there's, and I don't talk about this on stage. People should know that if they come to the new one, they don't have to.
That's the name of your show.
Yeah,
the new one.
The new one, the Berkeley Rep. They don't have to hear about politics because there's a passing reference, but I don't say the guy's name. But it's, I try to save people from it for like, you know, that 80 minutes that they're there.
Yeah.
Because it's so
horrible.
Well,
that's your job in a way, right? So you're an escape.
I think in a certain sense, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's, I feel like there's going to be, and this, I have no scientific evidence for this. I think there's going to be a lot fewer babies born in this period. Because I feel like it's hurting everyone's sex life.
Oh.
Because his stupid face and voice on TV and radio all
just,
the time.
Just, like, turns you off.
And... oh, my God. Mm. Doesn't it? It's so gross. I mean, it's like having... it's like if on television all the time there was an animated piece of feces. And then you're like, and it's on TV all the time.
Right, constantly.
And then you're like, hey, you want to, you know, and then... And then your wife's like, no, I just, for whatever reason, for whatever reason, I'm just not in the mood. I can't put my finger on it, but it's, I'm not into it right now.
So you're not horny right now. No. Oh, you're horny still. It's your wife. Who's
no, I think both of us feel a little bit turned off by it.
Is she trying to trick you into having another kid?
I don't think, not that I know of Hooman's behind me in this configuration.
He does believe that women are tricksters, though. So, you know,
he does?
That's no wonder he asked that question.
Well, I mean, does she want to have a second kid? Has she hinted at it?
No, I don't think so. But I'll have her. I'll get her on the phone with you, Hooman. I'm okay. Sure
that's a great idea. You can ask all the questions.
I'm sure that'll go well.
Yeah. So you're doing shows every night, but Mondays or something?
Yeah, 8 shows a week.
Oh,
is this
two on
for
Saturday?
4 weeks?
Are you just doing stand up, or is this?
It's a show.
Right. Can you tell us a little bit?
I can tell you almost nothing.
All right.
Oh.
But I will say.
If you say it's a show, I assume you're just going to do stand-up.
It's not. It's a comedy. It's like my other shows. I always say to people,
we've never been to one of your shows and tell us what your new show's about.
It's not for you.
Really?
No. If you like, all my stuff's on Netflix now. If you like Sleepwalk With Me, if you like My Girlfriend's Boyfriend, if you like Thank God For Jokes, if you like Don't Think Twice, I think you'll love it. It's in the same tone. It's that type of show. If you don't like those things, it is not for you.
But if you've never seen Mike Birbiglia before, is this a good place to
this
start?
This is not a sales piece. This is not
this
a good
is,
sales piece.
No,
for
you're
me.
Not selling it. You're saying,
no, I know.
Right.
Other than just being like, it's really good.
Yeah.
And it's sold
smiling,
out. And it's sold out.
Right,
we're adding weeks. So,
smile,
so like the people,
something.
Other people must have liked it, right?
Right. I mean, for you to be doing 20, 30 shows here in town,
there must
be something going on with that.
This is the first time where I haven't explained what my show is when I talk in interviews. And I think I deserve that. I think I deserve the chance. Because I think that's the best audience experience. Like, okay, Hooman, talk to me about the movie Get Out. That's my favorite movie of the year.
So
good.
Stylistically, it's incredible.
But the best thing, don't you agree that the best thing you can do if you like the movie Get Out is to tell people nothing about the movie Get Out and just say, trust me, you're going to love this movie. Don't see the trailer. Don't read anything about it.
No,
I'm with you. I actually
I can't believe you're disagreeing with me.
It's like not wanting to know any of the details of a book. Like if someone says, just take this, open it, and read it. Like,
yeah,
to me,
different.
That's the best. Like, I love this.
Well,
you'll
if that
love
person
this.
Has credibility in your life, then you might say, okay, I'll take that. If you are holding a $10 bill and looking at two books, you might want to know which book is going to best suit your reading pleasure. Science fiction or a love story?
Science fiction.
Love story, trash.
Bye. Oh, we're both going science
I don't want
fiction.
That. So there it is. I mean, sometimes you do want to know.
A little bit. A tiny, tiny bit. But like trailers give away...
Too much.
They tell you the whole movie. You see all the conflicts that are coming. So it is nice when a movie can surprise you. Like Get Out was so surprising. So, so good.
I had a real fight with my... editor of my trailer for Don't Think Twice because I was like,
oh, are there twists and turns and reveals?
I think so. I was like, I don't want to reveal who gets cast on the Saturday Night Live kind of show. And the trailer cutter who had cut like, you know,
everything,
Coen Brothers trailer, all kinds of stuff was like, you can't do it without revealing that. And I was like, yeah, you can. That's
so who
trailers.
Won?
I won kind of. You can't really tell. But,
I won kind of means but, you didn't win.
You can watch everybody
it.
Lost.
It's on YouTube. You can decide for yourself.
But Mike Birbiglia win in the argument over
this? I thought
we
did a pretty good job. But I feel like the best thing you can do is just say, go see this thing. Trust me. And then people go in with a clean slate.
Right.
I feel the same way about whom in your favorite last Tarantino movie. I feel that way about
Hateful Eight.
I didn't know anything about Hateful Eight.
You just knew it was a Tarantino movie.
That's all I knew.
I want to say one thing about Don't Think Twice. I know we're supposed to be talking about the Berkeley rap.
No.
See him. But in Don't Think Twice, he does have one star in the film. Ben Stiller's in his movie. But I was asking him, I'm like, who did you really want to be in the film? Because, I mean, Ben Stiller's Ben Stiller. I mean, I'm sure you guys are friends, whatever. He goes, I really wanted Keanu Reeves.
Oh,
really?
As a cameo. Well, for a very specific reason. And Ben was amazing and great to work with. And actually funnier than Keanu Reeves would have been. But I... Okay, so the scene is... I'll tell you the scene because it's on...
Mike Birbiglia here with us in the studio.
It's on Netflix. It's been out for almost two years.
But I haven't seen it, and I'm going to watch it. Are you going to spoil it for me?
Go ahead. Let him tell the story. It's funny.
But the gist of it is, if people have seen the movie, is that there's a scene where the person who gets cast on like SNL comes back to the bar that they all hang out with, except this time he brings, in this case, it's like Ben Stiller, but as I had...
Oh, that they have now acquired a friendship with this person.
Like,
that...
and
Ben Stiller is Ben Stiller.
Yeah, yeah. And they can't, and they're terrible at dealing with him and pretend and playing it cool. So they're like, what's reality? What was Reality Bites like? You know, like they're just asking all of the sort of interview questions. And it's great because what we did was we improvised. I basically said to the cast, like, just we're going to roll and just ask Ben Stiller any question you've ever desperately wanted to ask Ben Stiller. And so my favorite cutting room floor line that my friend Tammy Sager said got cut out for a variety of reasons, but she goes, so Janine Garofalo, she goes, what happened with you guys? And he didn't know she was going to say it. He goes, well, we were friends and we did some movies together. And, you know, it just wasn't meant to be. And then Tammy goes, another life. And he goes, yeah, another life. But
I thought she was going to ask. See, that was actually kind of a deep question about a relationship that he had, so it probably threw him back. Because the first thing I thought was, oh, I got to ask him what they used in the hair and something.
Oh gosh, and, you know, that's a great question.
That would have been the.
Oh gosh. Oh,
I thought that would be the obvious one, like.
So people asked about that, but then I wanted Keanu Reeves, because I thought Keanu Reeves seems like the kind of celebrity who's so big of a celebrity that you wouldn't even be able to comprehend him being in the room somewhere.
Is he that big to
what
you?
What is he doing here kind of thing?
Yeah, and I just thought, so my awkward question for him was going to be, so when you were in The Matrix, like, where were you?
See, it would have been worth it to have him in just for that question.
I know.
All right, Mike,
I couldn't get his agent on the phone.
That's how big Keanu Reeves is.
I couldn't get his agent on the phone.
I guess he is huge. I don't know. He's just, I find him so...
Hey,
go ahead.
Go to the Alice973 Instagram. I posted an incredible picture of Mike and Vinny in studio live.
There's no way that's an incredible picture. It is. You're deep in thought,
and Vinny's giving you 1,000% of his attention.
Mike Birbiglia, the new one, written and performed by Mike Birbiglia in the Pete's Theater at the Berkeley Rep Theater. It's now through the... Did you just say the 27th? It says the 20th here.
Oh, okay.
So you've added a whole nother week.
No, we added
week.
A
okay.
week today.
Oh!
Today. So like every... The final week... The final week is all like you can get front row seats and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's a terrible photo.
Is it an incredible photo?
Oh, it's incredible.
It's terrible.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's incredible.
What do you mean?
It's just what you want.
All right, berkeleyrep.org. We're going to figure out a date that we're all going. We'll
Great.
Come and see. We want good seats.
I'm going
to
get you third row.
They're all good seats, but
I'm going to get you third row seats. Third row seats.
Mike Birbiglia, everybody.
Thank you guys.
Thank you so much. Great to see you, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Ooh. Yes, please. I'm in. Summer concerts and a grand prize trip to Vegas. All week long, we have tickets to different shows in the Bay like Imagine Dragons, Coldplay, Zac Brown Band, Lady Gaga. You can win at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. And when you win the tickets to a local show, you're instantly into the grand prize. You can possibly win this trip for two to Vegas to see Imagine Dragons. Oh. Sounds super fun. So 9 o'clock, just a half hour or so from now, you'll have your first chance to get in the running for that today. There's Fresh, and then there's In-N-Out Burger Fresh. Come see your made-to-order burger being freshly prepared before your eyes and taste the In-N-Out difference.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Incredible characters, memorable moments. Share the love this summer at the MontereyBayAquarium.org. 8:38. Here's what's happening. There's a new food craze.
Oh.
I can't wait to tell you about this stuff because this is stuff you're into.
I appreciate it.
Swineapple. It's a pineapple stuffed with ham and wrapped in bacon. You want that?
Yeah, all right.
Oh.
Well, ham and pineapple is a killer combination.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, is it big chunks of ham and is the bacon nice and crispy?
If you want to make one, you core the pineapple, jam a bunch of ham in there, wrap it in bacon, stick it in the oven for about 5 hours.
Oh.
I guess, you know, like you just said, ham and pineapple are a pretty...
Sure. Good combo.
So, you want to do that?
And then you just take it out and slice it afterwards?
I guess so.
Is it more of a dessert or an entree?
Well, it's meat, so I'm going to say it's an entree. Why would that be dessert?
That's so sweet, the pineapple.
Right.
Yeah, it sounds good.
I mean, actually, ham is pretty sweet, too.
Mm.
They sugar that meat, don't they?
They do. It's like the honey glaze on some of them.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons why I don't like it.
Oh.
I mean, I don't hate it.
Right.
I've eaten it. I'm not saying if I was starving that I would rather just die.
Like a good ham?
I'll just die. Forget it.
A good ham is just like, oh, my God. So freaking
really?
Good. Oh.
Hey, you had a ham sandwich yesterday, didn't you,
like
when
ham.
We had?
Yeah. We got Subway. Because we had that meeting. And we knew we couldn't go through that meeting without some sustenance.
That was a beauty, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. One of my favorite meetings of all time.
Yeah. Hey, I mentioned that solar eclipse, and then our text machine went off. And
people
things
love
have been,
the...
It's a big deal. It's a much bigger
stuff.
Deal than I thought. So the story I reported was out of Kentucky, which is apparently one of the places where the viewing will be best.
Okay.
One of our texters sent in the line where it will be...
100% coverage.
Yeah, where you will get the best viewing. And it includes a spot in Oregon, but all the way across the United States through Kentucky and into South Carolina, I guess.
So right
these
across.
Places can be found. The weird part is it's not just the people who live in these spots that are excited to be in the right place at the right time. People are flying in and planning trips.
Yeah.
I'm getting texts from people who are saying... Yeah, the airports are going to be packed with people jumping planes to go visit the spot where the best viewing of the eclipse will be.
Well, you want to go someplace where, you know, the forecast is for clear skies. I mean, obviously, clouds in the way are going to ruin everything. But it's, isn't there a line in You're So Vain where he flew to the best place on Earth to see the total eclipse of the sun?
Yeah.
You know, what?
You got to be there. So
funny. I love that song.
Me too. It's a good song.
But wait.
What?
He flew to
wherever the best place was to see the total eclipse.
And what does that make him bad or good?
It just, you know, he just has to be in the most happening place.
Yeah.
He's so amazing. He wants to be able to talk about that at parties.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's that guy.
He is.
That guy.
The rumor is it's Warren Beatty.
Yeah. Or James Taylor.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just had a few relationships.
Well, anyway, I just thought I'd re-mention that it's much bigger than I even knew. I didn't report the story with as much joy or pleasure or zest.
Isn't that yearly meteor shower supposed to start any second now, too? There's a bunch of stuff happening this month. Perseid? Damn it, I can never think of the name of it. Comes around like every August. There's like, you know, you get way more meteors than normal.
There are also places online where you can enjoy the eclipse with other stuff. Someone combined an eclipse map with one that shows where the most Bigfoot sightings occur.
Oh.
So you can see the eclipse and try to spot Bigfoot at the same time.
Somebody get that to Rob Lowe stat.
There are also maps that show where the most UFO sightings happen, or where you can see it while visiting a town that has the word eclipse in its name.
Oh.
Or a place where you can watch it while eating at a Waffle House.
That's not a draw for me, but some of those other ones, the UFO sightings one is pretty good. Nice, Bryn. Oh, yeah. Keep it going. Keep it going.
I know. I want to hear the whole song.
From a close friend, wife of a close friend, and you're so vain. You probably think this song is about you. You're so vain, so vain.
You think this song is about you.
Don't you? Don't you?
It's called Perseid, P-E-R-S-E-I-D, meteors.
Oh, okay.
And it looks like this particular article is set to peak on August 12th.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you get a clear night, go out there and lay out in your backyard for a while or on your street or whatever.
People really want this, huh?
It's amazing, Vinny. Right. Have you ever, you've never laid out, you can see, you can see 10 or 20 shooting stars. It's incredible. And if you got some wishes to make, this is the time of year
time?
To do it. Yeah, you wish on a shooting star.
All right. I mean, I kind of feel like, you know, when I drive into the city at dark o'clock, there's all the skyscrapers are every now and then you see a light on. And if a naked lady walked by that window, that would be like, oh, my God. And then I would make a wish.
Oh.
And that would be the thing. Like, that was incredible. I can't believe it. What a bonus in my morning.
You probably would just crash your car.
I don't know, but I mean, that would be, to me, something to talk about. The idea that some stuff's moving around in the sky and to get out there and wait for it. And then, that happened.
Just cast your own mind out there and think about the infinite universe and our tiny part in it.
I guess that would miss me.
Yeah.
Moscow mules are all the rage.
Oh, my God. I love them. We make them every weekend.
Copper mugs?
In copper mugs.
Oh, my God. Don't do it ever again.
Don't worry. They're not copper on the inside. They're like tin.
According to Iowa's Alcoholic Beverage Division, you're really not supposed to have copper come in contact with acidic food or drinks.
Oh, and there's a big squeeze of lemon in there.
Moscow mules are definitely acidic. Wow. They say these copper mugs, although super trendy, could be killing you.
They'll be fine. Don't worry about it. It's probably the liquor that's going to get me.
All right. Well, there's that.
Yeah.
You don't seem to mind.
There is something about the mugs, though. They just keep it so cold.
You drink those every weekend, though?
Yeah,
really?
We grow mint in our yard, and because it's like a weed and it's really easy to grow. And then you do the lime, the mint, the ginger beer, and I think it's soda and vodka.
Well, if you drink them enough, you could wind up with copper poisoning. And it can cause fatigue, fainting, and depression.
Oh, I have been tired, but I'm always tired.
You should think about, that's our hours ridiculous.
It gets to be 10 o'clock. It doesn't matter if I slept until 1 p.m. I'm still like, oh.
It's even weird. O'clock. It's not quite nights. It's not quite days. It's this weird 3 a.m. It's the weirdest time to wake up of all times. Anyway, you should think about limiting your Moscow mules, everyone. It could be causing you health issues.
Well, you can make them in another mug, too. I mean, you could just make them in a regular glass.
Well, it sounds like that's part of the thing,
though. It is part of it. It's nice. Love the copper mug.
The University of Denver just put out a new study about the best way to make friends with benefits work.
Oh.
Impossible.
They say the big appeal of friends with benefits is that there are no strings attached, but if you actually want it to work, you have to attach some strings, and it can work.
Okay.
Researchers found the keys to make sure both parties are happy and satisfied were acting a little more like a couple, communicating, sacrificing just a little bit for the other person, caring about them just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
and not constantly searching for other people to date right in front of them, which is another insulting
right, it is kind of
reality. I couldn't find anyone else to hang out with, so there
but
you
I'm
are.
But I'm always looking, whether you're with me or not.
Right. They say, it does make it sound like a committed relationship. It's not, but it does end up making that thing work. It's just almost like a relationship.
Mm.
Does that ruin it for you?
Yeah, I mean, in a way, that just seems to kind of subvert what the thing is supposed to be.
Well, you're supposed to be friends, though, and friends right. wouldn't mistreat each other in such a way to be making someone feel horrible right in front of their face. I know I brought you out, but since we're friends with benefits and that girl just winked at me, I'm going to go check that out.
I'm going to go see if I can take that home tonight.
If that doesn't work out, though, I'll give you a ride home.
Right. I mean, my house, come on. Kick you out in an hour.
Right. Who's going to be okay with that?
Most people wouldn't be.
Here are some of the top song couples don't want played at their wedding. They do not want the chicken dance. They do not want the cha-cha slide.
Oh.
Is that, do you know that?
Yeah, I know both those songs.
You do?
Yeah.
They do not want the Macarena.
Why?
The
what are
I don't
they
know.
Against fun? They're anti-fun?
I guess these things are cheesy. Are these things lame?
Oh, yeah, they are cheesy.
Yeah.
Listen, weddings are just almost by their nature a little bit cheesy.
You going to play the Macarena, Bryn?
Hey, Macarena, play the chicken dance.
Yeah.
Is that the digga-digga-digga-digga-digga-digga-digga-digga-digga?
I think so.
Or is that like the duck thing?
Which one do you want?
What are you
Which
playing?
Which one is the cha-cha slide?
Yes.
You know this?
I've definitely heard it.
I don't know this. The Cupid Shuffle, the YMCA, the Electric Slide, Hokey Pokey. These are all things people
pokey,
do not want
that.
At their wedding.
That's for roller skating.
Happy by Pharrell right. Williams and Shout by the Isley Brothers. All.
Well, all right. Listen, it's your wedding. Have it your way.
Did you play any of those at your wedding?
Probably all of them.
Oh, really?
Well, Shout, for sure.
I can't think of how that goes.
It's the one where everybody gets down low and
shout,
then they do
kick
the,
your heels
and then they
up
do the worm
throw your
and then they get back up
shout.
And a little bit louder now.
Animal
little
House.
Bit louder
that
now.
Was the Isley Brothers? Yeah. I didn't realize that was the Isley Brothers. Of course, I love this song.
You need me.
I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This I could get with. A lot of those others, no thanks.
Come on now.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, I love Mike.
Oh, Mike Birbiglia. He just got, I just love his face.
You do?
He's so sweet.
415 says, who? Bless his heart. Talked up Mike's Don't Think Twice Before It Hit Big, a wonderful movie.
Mm.
Thank you. I tried.
I'm going to try and watch that today.
It's brilliant.
I'm super bummed that I just didn't realize that that was the movie you were talking about like 2 years ago or whenever it came out.
Last year for 1 month. I talked about it every week for 1 month.
That was great that you talked about it and that I didn't listen to it.
Mike Birbiglia, I love you. Saw you at the Berkeley Rep. Hilarious. Was Mike Birbiglia in Downward Dog?
I don't know that movie.
I don't know that movie either.
Mike's an amazing storyteller, says 925. His stand-up isn't just stand-up. It starts with a theme and then comes back at the end with a lesson. It's like little funny vignettes.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know the dude's stuff. So as he kept saying, I'm doing a show, I was thinking, yeah, stand-up show. But I guess that's not the case. It's not just
it's a
simply...
little bit more of a themed out story thing.
All right. Well, that's great.
It is great. Good for him. Can't believe he can sell out that many days in Berkeley. It's fantastic.
400 seats per show, and he's selling them all out.
Doing eight, and they just added another week's worth. Eight
Dang,
shows a week,
dude.
Yeah,
it's great.
And then 408 says, "Time to take a break. This guy is terrible.
Oh.
Can't please anybody or everybody. I mean,
that's true.
What a slip.
I love that story of daughter saying, "I want to disappear."
Oh, yeah.
He's like, me too.
Yeah.
Burr Biggs is a great dude and a hilarious comedian, says 415. All right.
Burr Biggs.
All right. Well, we'll take a quick break and come back with the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.